Welcome to the Friday, September the 26th episode of Briefing with Butts. This is our 10th episode of the 2025-2026 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 15 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, shines a spotlight on the great things happening in our schools. Well, all right, let's dive into the highlights from another great week in Wayne. Monday was our first official day of fall, marking the beginning of a beautiful season here in Wayne Township. Had a little bit of rain, which most of us needed. Starting to see the leaves turn, which the rain is going to help with, because many people were saying the leaves were starting to fall way too early. We weren't seeing those beautiful colors that we see here in Indiana during the fall months. We also continue to celebrate our Hispanic Heritage Month through October the 15th, honoring the contributions of our Hispanic and Latino community members. This past Tuesday evening, we also had about 40 participants continue the work with our Designing Systems at Work session, looking at a deeper dive into developing the profile of a Wayne learner. We hope to present that to the school board in December, on December 15th, at our school board meeting for the last one of the calendar year. Also, Wednesday was our first full day of Staff Professional Development Day with our new professional development schedule. Thank you to everyone for your collaboration to make it a great day of learning and growth for all staff members. And on Wednesday evening, we also held Big PAC, which included important discussion about House Enrolled Act 1001. This legislation outlines the requirements that must be met to receive the new TAG dollars, very different from the past years, for the 25-26 school year. As the Indiana Department of Education continues to provide districts with more guidance on this process, we appreciate the Wayne Township Classroom Teachers Association for their ongoing engagement and collaboration with us as we work to navigate how to distribute these funds according to the guidance from the Indiana Department of Education. Remember, those funds will be distributed in April this year and will only be included for 184 teachers as per the requirements from the Indiana Department of Education. Stay tuned for more information on that TAG grant and on those requirements. Also, our school board is one step closer to hiring the sixth superintendent in the history of the MSD of Wayne Township. They provided a notice of a public meeting to hear public comments and approve the new superintendent's contract. That will take place on Monday, October the 6th at the 6:30 p.m. school board meeting. The school board has also posted the provisions of the employment contract on our website. Well, today marks the end of the first grading period. Hard to believe we are already 9 weeks into the school year. Congratulations to everyone on completing this important milestone. Speaking of which, as we close out our first grading period and look ahead to homecoming week next week, I'm excited to welcome today's guest, first-year teacher and Ben Davis alumnus, Aubrey Fain. Welcome, Aubrey.
Thank you.
You know, thanks for coming on. I wanted to talk to you, especially because we know how important it is to continue to stay engaged with our alumni. Tell our listeners a little bit about your history here in Wayne Township, where you went to elementary school, what you did at Ben Davis High School. Just tell us a little bit about your experience as a student here in Wayne.
All right. So I grew up in Wayne. I started out at Chapel Glen Elementary. I went there kindergarten all the way through sixth grade. And then I went on over to the Chapel Hill Middle School, where I was on the cheer team I was in choir too.
Yeah.
And then in high school, I went to Ben Davis, and I participated in many different things like show choir and, the cheer team and the newspaper, all the things.
And what year did you graduate from Ben Davis?
I graduated in 2019.
So we would have been, were we back at the Coliseum when you graduated?
We were.
Yeah, so they had renovated the Coliseum. We were back at the Coliseum. You missed graduation of the pandemic, which we had the drive-through graduation, which happened the year after you. So I know all of those seniors were disappointed in the way that they graduated. I'm sure you lived vicariously a little bit through some of your former classmates. And then you went on to Marion University.
I did, yep.
And what did you do at Marion?
I went to study elementary education. Yeah. with a minor in history. I also was on the competitive cheer team there.
And before we get off of that, you're coaching now at Marion, right?
I am, yep. I'm returning back this season to be an assistant coach for the cheer team.
Excellent. So you graduated from Marion. You student taught where?
I student taught at Roby Elementary.
Student taught at Roby Elementary and had a chance to interview in the spring before spring break. And then you were offered an open contract at that time?
I was.
Yeah. And so when did you find out that you were going to teach at Roby, where you were student teaching?
I think it was about the end of last school year.
Okay.
I was filling in. I was substituting at Roby for a little while. And I got the news, and I was really excited because I had just finished up my student teaching at Roby. So it was kind of convenient to be able to slide right into the same school.
So you said you were excited. Were you nervous also getting to kind of that period of time, not yet having a job and still out there interviewing applications out there? Were you interviewing other places as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was pretty nervous, and I think it was a little overwhelming trying to make the decision that I felt like was best for me, especially after being there for my student teaching.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't sure if I should continue in that same direction or if I should try to switch it up and change the roles or do something different. But
so think about opening day. You were in the gymnasium with 2,300 other employees. You saw some of the teachers that you had, and now you're a colleague of theirs. How weird was that?
Oh my goodness. It was so strange. I was sitting in the gym and I was looking around, and I could see teachers that I had from high school, from middle school, from the freshman center. It was just, it was a little weird in a way. 'Cause I was like, okay, like now I'm going to be working with them.
You're
like,
one of them. Yeah.
I am.
That's
yeah.
crazy. So when you think about, you're teaching third grade here at Roby Elementary. Was that the grade that you really wanted? Or clearly it was the grade you were offered, but did you have a kind of a preconceived notion when you're out interviewing? Some people really like the littles. They like the kindergarten, first grade. Some people like the bigger kids, the fifth and sixth grade. You're right in the middle in third grade.
Yeah. I really like the littles. I think my ideal grade would probably be about second grade. So third grade is right there.
Yeah.
And I think that it was kind of a good middle ground for me because I felt like I was still a little unsure if I wanted to help like be in the way of making those connections with the on our like our older end of our students, or if I wanted to help with the more educational piece with our younger students. So I feel like I kind of got the best of both worlds and being able to help them out both educationally, but also being able to still be there for them.
You know, when we think about our first year of teaching, when I think about my first year of teaching, I think about all of the things I was trying to learn in addition to also teaching. And I know I saw you at a Chapel Hill football game watching your nephew, right? Yep, nephew at Chapel Hill. And you were grading papers in the stands, right? So do you find yourself just kind of doing that kind of stuff anywhere that you can?
Yeah, I feel like right now, especially as a first-year teacher, I'm just trying to find the time where I can, and but also making sure I'm not sacrificing the things that I want to do and supporting my family members in the process. So if that means I'm grading papers while I'm watching a football game, then that's what I have to do.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned you have family here in the community still. Obviously, your parents and other family members are still here in the community. And has that been a big help for you just to have that level of support outside of teaching and what you, you know, what you're also doing?
Absolutely. I truthfully, I don't know what I would do without my family support. They are, like I said, I was a cheerleader, but they're my biggest cheerleaders. Like they give me absolutely all the support that I could ever need. And if I'm having a rough day, they'll ask me about it and we'll go from there. And
so talking about support, you have a great support network here at Roby as well with your team of teachers that you work with, the administration here. Talk to us a little bit about that and how the staff here have been able to support you, mentor you, give you some advice about maybe some things that they've learned along the way.
Yeah, I feel like the staff here at Roby, they've actually been so helpful. I don't know what I would do without them. It could be the smallest issue that, hey, you know, this isn't working with my students. Do you have a suggestion? Or maybe they'll just be walking by and they'll hear me say something or vice versa. And we'll just kind of talk about it and be like, hey, this is working for me or this is not working. And I think it's just been really helpful that I feel comfortable that I can go to any person in this building and ask them a question. And I know that they would they would help me.
Yeah. You came in at a year when we just started late start Mondays. We've not had that in the past. So every Monday you have a chance to work with other staff members on professional development. Has that been helpful for you as a new teacher?
Absolutely. I think having that carved out chunk of time where I can sit down and I can collaborate with my coworkers and just to figure out, you know, like just make sure we're all on the same page or just answer any questions that I may have that I might not have time to ask during the school day. Like now I have 2 hours of time that I can ask anybody in the building or honestly anybody from other buildings those questions.
During student teaching, you had a chance to have your classroom and to work with a cooperating teacher. What's the biggest surprise for you? What's the thing that maybe you didn't expect when you had your own classroom? You're now the only one in there. But what was that for the first 9 weeks?
I feel like I don't think that anything could prepare you. That's what I feel like.
The same as with most jobs,
yes,
right?
Yeah, I think, you know, you can prepare as well as you can, but nothing matters when the door opens and you have 23 kids sitting there staring at you and you're there to lead them and point them in the right direction and be the person that they're looking up to.
So you chose to become a teacher. When did you decide you wanted to be a teacher? Was it during high school or was it after you got to Marion?
I've actually kind of always wanted to be a teacher since I was a little girl.
Your niece is currently pursuing education. What advice have you given her? Would you give anyone who was thinking about becoming a teacher?
I think if you're even considering it, you should do it because we are always going to have a need for our teachers. And I think with our new generation coming up, those that are about to graduate college, I think that we can really make a big difference on the way that our generation that's growing up is coming up. So I feel like, especially with those that are about to graduate or are thinking about doing education, do it. You won't regret it.
Last question. What makes you most proud to be a teacher, and especially a teacher here in the MSD of Wayne Township?
I think mostly that I get to work with these amazing faces. Like I'm so grateful and I'm so proud of just not even just my students, but just being able to say like, oh, you go to Roby or you're from Wayne. Like I know you, I'm a teacher there. Like that is what makes me proud. That's where I'm like, I see you out in public. I'm like, I know you, like you're a student. Like I feel like just that connection that the student teacher, like the student to teacher connection. I feel like that's what really.
I love that. Aubrey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, Aubrey Fain, Roby teacher and Ben Davis High School alumnus. We are so thankful to have her in Wayne, and as well as all of our teachers who are getting ready to conclude the first nine weeks of the school year as we get ready to wrap up September in just next week. Well, next Wednesday, October the 1st, is Appreciation Day for our administrators, supervisors, and assistant supervisors. We want to thank you in advance for all the leadership you provide each and every day. And get ready for homecoming week. Next Friday, the Ben Davis Giants will take on the Carmel Greyhounds. And next Saturday, October the 4th, from 5 to 8 p.m., it's the Giants of Trivia. We're looking forward to a fun night supporting the Wayne Township Education Foundation. If you don't have tickets to the event, you can still support the Wayne Township Education Foundation by bidding on their silent auction items. Learn more about the event in this week's Parent Square message. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.